Listening 52, The President's Daughter. Why is Vicky absent from the class?
Apparently, her helicopter isn't flying today. The brakes aren't working.
Brakes? You don't have brakes on a helicopter, Smith.
Sir, you can have brakes on any moving object. Anything that stops it from accelerating and causes it to slow down is a brake. It doesn't have to be the sort of brake you'd have in a car or van.
I'm not convinced, Smith, but if you insist...
Yes, I do insist. Anyway, sir, she's making alternative arrangements for her arrival.
Yes, I suppose the President's daughter has plenty of alternative means. That limousine which consumes so much petrol, for example. Anyway, if she comes by car now, the traffic's so bad she's going to get stuck in rush hour.
Sir?
Yes, Smith?
Why do we have to discuss every morning why Vicky's late? She's always late because she's the President's daughter and she's accompanied by 4 bodyguards. It's a bit difficult for them to travel. We don't achieve anything by discussing it every morning.
Listen, Smith, I won't accept your rudeness, whether it's intentional or accidental. If you want to talk about achieving, then you achieve nothing by being rude. In fact, that's been the only thing you've accomplished this year. Rudeness. I've got access to all your academic records, and you're not accomplishing anything. You should have lots of A grades this year, but the only thing you've got an abundance of are PlayStation games and PlayStation accessories. I thought this year that being surrounded by such brilliant students as the President's daughter, you'd absorb something of their intelligence, but you haven't. You're a loser, Smith. Now get out of the class and wait in the corridor.